Call for expressions of interest to join working groups for the refresh of the New Zealand Disability Strategy. Producer's note: this document shows the logo of Whaikaha with QR code to scan for the New Zealand Sign Language name of Whaikaha. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 12th of February 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Call for expressions of interest to join working groups for the refresh of the New Zealand Disability Strategy. Kia hiwa ra, kia hiwa ra. Kia korokiria ke, kia matara. Hekaranga atu ki te ao whanui, ki te ao whaikaha. Haere mai oru whakaro rangatira ki tēne kaupapa whakahirahira nau mai e te iwi e. Be watchful, be alert. Rise up, come forward, be counted, be alert. A call going out to the world, to the disabled world. We welcome your chiefly thoughts to this important discussion. We welcome all. The Ministry of Disabled People, aicomps.nz/022-8-whaikaha, the Ministry, is updating the current New Zealand Disability Strategy 2016-2026, which you can find here, aicomps.nz/7197. With the current disability strategy almost 10 years old, it is time to do a refresh. We are seeking the voices and experiences of disabled people, deaf, Taranata Whaikaha Māori, Whānau Harua, Turi Māori Pacific people and families to be a part of working groups that will influence and inform the refresh of the New Zealand Disability Strategy. We are a diverse nation, your experiences, your voice is needed. During 2025 the government will engage with the disability community, disabled people and family, Taranata Whaikaha Māori and their whānau in a range of ways to update the NZ Disability Strategy. Why are we doing a NZ Disability Strategy refresh? The New Zealand Disability Strategy 2016-2026, the strategy, is a government strategy under the Piora Healthy Futures Act 2022. The strategy guides the work of government agencies on disability issues. It represents New Zealand's approach to the progressive realisation of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. The strategy outlines key outcome areas where societal change is required to reduce barriers for disabled people, families, deaf people, Pacific people, Taranata Whaikaha Māori, Whānau Harua and Turi Māori. This year, government agencies will work with the disability community, industry, business representatives and the wider community to create a new disability strategy. The Minister for Disability Issues will approve the final strategy. Working groups, what are they and how can I become a member? It is likely that the updated strategy will have five key outcome areas aligned to the government's nine targets for public services, health, education, employment, housing and justice. These outcome areas are due to be considered by Cabinet in March. Cross-cutting considerations are likely to include accessibility, data and equity. The Ministry is preparing to set up five working groups, one for each outcome area, to support the development of the new strategy. The key working period for working groups will be between March and November 2025. Who will be in the working groups? Each working group will be made up of 3 people with lived experience of disability, including disabled people, families, deaf people, Pacific people and Taranata Whaikaha Māori, Whānau Harua, Turi Māori. 2 cross-agency government officials. Up to 2 industry sector experts from the 5 key outcome areas. Whaikaha Ministry officials will support the working groups. What is expected of me? Members will provide lived experience, expertise, knowledge and leadership to inform strategic choices and to identify tangible actions to achieve change. Identify linkages with relevant projects, industry groups and subject matter experts. Engage with government agencies, industry groups and the disability community, including disabled people, families, deaf people, Pacific people and Taranata Whaikaha Māori, Whānau Harua, Turi Māori. Support the review of and contribute to relevant policy papers. Work collaboratively across all working groups and with government officials tasked with producing the new strategy. What kind of skills are needed? Community members on working groups should have lived experience of disability, deaf, Taranata Whaikaha Māori, Whānau Harua and or Turi Māori. expertise in a relevant outcome area, health, education, employment, housing or justice. Strategic, analytical and decision-making experience. An ability to contribute to robust discussions and an active willingness to reach pragmatic solutions. A commitment to working cooperatively to develop actions. An ability to communicate effectively with the disability communities, including managing their expectations. An ability to work to tight deadlines. The ministry will appoint working group members based on selection criteria and using a panel approach. What is the time commitment and will I be paid? Community members will commit approximately 50 hours between March and November to attend working group meetings. In addition to meetings, members are expected to regularly connect with their communities and may be asked to participate in engagement with the broader disability community. An additional 40 hours is estimated for this. Remuneration arrangements for preparation and meeting attendance and community engagement will be based on $60 per hour. Reasonable accommodations will be provided as necessary. Any costs associated with travel to attend in-person meetings will be covered by the ministry. If you are interested, please email disabilitystrategy@fikaha.govt.nz for an expression of interest form or download from our website. Please feel free to ask any questions using this email address. The expression of interest form includes additional information, such as key selection criteria. You can choose to send in your expression of interest via video or in other alternate formats. Please return the form to us before the close-off date. Email disabilitystrategy@fikaha.govt.nz. Post: Fikaha users reply paid, free post, so you can post information without a stamp. Partnerships and Stewardship Group, Fikaha Ministry of Disabled People. Reply paid, 262204. P.O. Box 1556. Wellington 6140. Expressions of interest are due the 3rd of March 2025. Applicants will be notified of the outcome by the 21st of March 2025. We hope to finalize appointments by the 28th of March 2025. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 12th of February 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.